Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order at, I look at, see, 6:01 PM. And we want to welcome everybody to the Derby Cultural Commission Monday night regular meeting. It's May 22nd, and we have a full agenda. And so we're going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, wherever the flag is, right here. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and we're going to do the roll call. The roll call is simply myself, Susan Schroeder, here, Ian. Okay. And of course, we expect to be adding other people to the Cultural Commission, especially since we've been having issuing press releases for that purpose to recruit. Even though we have our volunteers, we need dedicated Cultural Commission members. And that, as a matter of fact, is a subject later down on the agenda. So with that, we'll open the public portion of the meeting. And in fact, we'll leave it open, as I understand some other committees seem to do that right now. And so I see we have Tom Lionetti, whose speaker is muted, and Sarah Wendomsky. Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Anybody, we're opening up the meeting to the public portion. If you would like to speak, please do so. It's going to be a fun, chock full information meeting. And hopefully everybody had their dinner, but we will probably go through this meeting quite quickly. Usually they run 40 minutes max. Okay, second call, meeting open to the public, and it will stay open. Sometimes people get on late. Sometimes they're muted, like Tom. Tom, you're muted. Tom, open. And okay, last call for the public. And it's not really the last call because we're keeping the meeting open. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
You just indicate for the record, is anybody in the room in person besides you and Ian?
No one.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we will go on with our agenda now, folks. And I hope everybody has got a copy. And we'll go through the old business. The old business is, first is the treasurer's report. Mr. Treasurer, do you have anything to report for this month? Okay, was there any activity this month?
No.
Okay, we've had no activity in terms of spending or receiving for the month of May. We have had activities that cost the taxpayer nothing, however. We do want to brag about that. We do a lot, actually, on very limited funds. So if you look at our calendar, you'll see. If you look at our Facebook, you'll see that's true. But the month of May had no financial activity. Okay, so approval of minutes. All right. We've uploaded March last month. Now, today we uploaded April's meetings minutes at about 11 o'clock this morning, and I didn't see that they were uploaded when I looked to the drop-down menu, the City of Derby. So, folks, the April minutes will be published. They are uploaded for your reading pleasure. And so right now, I want to make a motion to approve March and April minutes. I make a motion to approve. Do I have a second? Okay, Ian is seconding the motion for approval of March and April minutes. Any discussions, anybody? Okay, so March and April minutes right now, Carrie. Again, folks, those minutes are uploaded on the city website. Now, we do owe February. And for some reason, I didn't see that February's actual Zoom meeting was available. But I know we had it because we referenced that in March. So we referenced that in our March meeting. Okay, so next on our list, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo flag raising, City Hall noon. That was a special flag raising because we had our guest from last year, Maria Gomez, is a resident of Derby, and she's also of Mexican descent. Last year at the flag raising, she was simply elated that her flag was being represented for Cinco de Mayo. She was overwhelmed, to be quite frank. And I want to say it was the Connecticut Post that came and did a story and published that story and took pictures. It was lovely, actually. It was a nice day, too. This year was the same. It was a lovely day. Maria, the difference was this year that we were live streaming to everybody, but most importantly and interestingly to Maria Gomez, who actually had spent Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. So her family and herself enjoyed that live stream from Derby, Connecticut to Mexico. And it was fun. It was fun raising the flag. This time I helped raise the flag with Fran Pepe, and we were spinning around doing circles with the wind. We were getting a little bit tangled up, but we raised the flag very nicely, and it wasn't full status with the U.S. flag. We've learned that those flags, only the U.S. flag can be raised the highest. People gave us, you know, some feedback, and we listened. Very important to listen, and very important to make sure our flags are all on the right height. Okay, so that was Cinco de Mayo. We love doing this, and again, we already had that flag. Okay, I'm looking here at the May 11th, next on the agenda, Connecticut Murals Rise Up. Matt Conway Jr. of Connecticut Murals, or Rise Up, gave a very lovely presentation. It was an informational meeting, and it's simply to bring awareness to something that we feel is going to benefit Derby in terms of art and in terms of redevelopment, bringing modern art to downtown Derby, either on standalone fixtures or on private buildings, maybe someday public buildings. And the art, again, as we've said in previous meetings, is going to be of lovely taste. It's going to be something that the people want. And it's going to be, you know, modern, more contemporary. And an example that Matt Conway gave to the elders was that their latest work is on a 18-foot building in Hartford, a mural, 18 feet high. Now, Derby won't be doing anything like that, but we are in dialogue with some private building owners right now who are expressing an interest in possibly, you know, engaging us. And of course, this has to go through the entire older process. This is just the very beginning. This is just the new horizon for the Connecticut murals. But a lot of artists here in Derby are excited. And this could also involve the students. The students have an opportunity to work with professional artists and utilize their resources. So again, this is just a repeat of what we've talked about before. Next on old business, May 18th meeting. What was that? Okay, the Cultural Commission is partaking along with the Catholic War Vets. We're doing something special on the Derby Green. 4th of July is going to be the first ever annual Patriotic Citizen Essay Contest Awards. 38 students have submitted their essays, and we're busy judging those now. And it's looking fantastic. Listen up, Derby Public Schools, you did a terrific job. This is for the middle schoolers. Really, really proud. So Those decisions will be made shortly on the winners. And Derby Public Schools has agreed to go ahead and send the word out to all the winners and their parents and all the students for our celebration being held on the Derby Green. And that's going to be really meaningful because we're working with the Derby Historical Society. We're working with the Elks. All the entities of different focuses are coming together to make this happen. And it's just going to be exciting because there's going to be refreshments. There's going to be, the 6th Regiment are going to be doing some military honors of some sort. There's going to be spinning and weaving on the green demos. And it's going to be delightful. It's not going to be long, an hour. And all those flyers are going to be going out. We developed a little YouTube commercial for that. So we really hope that everybody's excited. And then everybody can go home and just celebrate 4th of July with their families. Now to follow along with that, these are just meetings that I'm talking about right now. And so that's the focus for May 18th meeting. Next on old business is Derby Day 2023. Okay, the vendor applications are being developed. They're not going to be that much different than last year. The fee's the same for both the typical vendor and also for the food vendors. So that was a really good thing that we kept those rates the same. We did put out a press release and we're expecting to really ramp up for June because truthfully, we really haven't had time. That should give us 3 months to get this off the ground with everybody's help. So Derby Day 2023 is being held September 9th on a Saturday from noon till 6 p.m. And there's flyers that have gone out already on that, just brief descriptions. There was a press release by the Valley Indy, just kind of brief descriptions on that. You know, just kind of hinting on that, but we really haven't gone, all out to start the whole process yet. And that is a tremendous amount of work and we have to prepare ourselves for that. Next on the old business is recruitment. Recruitment and member eligibility discussion. This to me is kind of like a hot potato. we really had, since I've been involved with the Cultural Commission, there's always been at least, I want to say, three to five of us. And we had that luxury up until last year. And we've always had our volunteers. Right now, we're down to myself and Ian. Tom Lionetti has expressed an interest, and I keep bringing him forward. And Tom, are you there? Because he's a wealth of information. He's an actual lifelong resident. We're not. So, that's what we need. We need, the mix, the blend. We need all people, all backgrounds, all races, all cultures, all ages. We're just happy to have you. So what we're thinking is because we really haven't gotten much of a response yet. And when Tom's on board, it's the three of us, that still leaves like four other seats open. And, that's simply not enough to get Derby Day accomplished. Now we noticed and read, the Ansonia Opera House Committee. I think they opened up their committee or their commission to members of other cities because they needed more people and those people had the expertise. And Derby is in a position actually to do that because some of our longtime volunteers, even though they're from other cities, they were very familiar with what we do. And so I don't know if we have to rewrite the bylaws. Our bylaws are very minuscule when I look them over, there's nothing to them. They're barely, you know, one page, maybe two. And we would like that opportunity to rewrite bylaws if it allows us to open up to have Derby Cultural Commission members from just local Shelton and Sonia, because I think, you know, we can get people from there if I ask. We have a very interested members from Trumbull and Ansonia right now who add a lot and who are younger too. So I'm putting that out there. I know that we have Sarah here, but she is the Alder Chair. So she certainly could have some input on that. And I'm going to explore that heavily. I think it will benefit us greatly. And last, old business, fundraising letters were sent out. We've delivered fundraising letters to 5 different entities. We're not looking for a whole lot, maybe just, you know, a little bit for the end of the year. We have, I want to say, almost $200 balance in our checking account. And we anticipate at least a couple $100 more people who have stated they would donate to the Cultural Commission, especially with our upcoming splash slide for June. So I'm kind of leaving this kind of open for input, but seeing as there's new business, did I hear somebody? Okay, new business. Somebody trying to say something? Because you're muted. On mute. Oh, your volume's low, I can't hear. And I'm low too, I'm sure. It's a very soft voice. Okay, I'm gonna go forward and call 203-633-3623 if you want to be included on this meeting, because there's voices in the background. Yeah, 203-633-3623, call me and we can include you in another meeting, because it's done at other meetings, okay? Next, new business. June 1st, Pride Day flag raising is going to be noon at City Hall. Again, that will be live streamed. We have the flag. Everybody's welcome. And we've enjoyed this. This will be, I think, our third year for Pride Day. So we're excited about that. That's going to be noon at City Hall. And hopefully the construction won't be loud. All right. B, June 4th. All right. The Cultural Commission is also involved with the Memorial Bird Walk for Charles Derishan. Charles Derishan was a wildlife photographer we lost last month, and he lived right in Derby. His work is outstanding, second to none. He's got a very wide following. That walk is June 4th on the Derby Greenway. It starts at 10 a.m. I think it's rain or shine. If you want to order a t-shirt of one of the birds, we're going to all wear t-shirts. And each t-shirt's going to have a different bird that Charles took a picture of on the Greenway. Gorgeous. I think, you know, you can get those for $10. It's going to be like a combination of a nature walk / walking art gallery. Please look for the details on Nextdoor app, as well as the flyers that we put out on our Facebook page. Next is Derby's June 6th, 350th birthday celebration planning committee. Okay, that's an interesting date to remember. June 6th, 6 p.m. City Hall. We are all meeting for the 350th Derby birthday planning. And that's something that people approached me, because I'm on the Cultural Commission, asking if we were doing anything. And I hadn't heard that we were. Being a Stamford native, I am not as well versed, but I've been here. We've owned for almost 25 years, and I've done lots of research, and I love history. So I was able to get a grasp of what we've done for the 300th and the 325th. We have other entities who are also celebrating their 75th or their 100th anniversary in 2025, who definitely want to be sponsors and supporters. So, it just seems like, you know, we've got plenty of time, 2 years, to make something wonderful happen. And I laid out a 2-day celebration that I thought, you know, would be representative of what we've done in the past, where it wouldn't require as many sponsors, it wouldn't cost as much money, maybe. And also too, Derby East End Hose Company is going to be funding the parade aspect of it, which is a lot of money, which is very generous, but it's their 75th anniversary. So it's a big celebration for them. And they're very excited, and they want to jump on board with this too. And the Elks, I want to say it's their 100th, but I know I'm mixing it up. It could be their 125th anniversary. They're very excited. So that's it. You know, just keep watching on our Facebook page and come to the meeting, please. We've had success with working with different entities, with getting off our Patriotic Citizen Essay Contest, working with so many different entities for our July 4th event. So we think that it can also happen, there goes our lights, with the 350. Everybody hear me?
Sure.
Because it's our lights just went out, but that's no big deal. I look better that way. All right. okay, so far no questions. June 10th, Derby Daylight. Derby Daylight is in lieu of Derby Day, and that will be held from 2 to 5 p.m. We will have a kids' splash slide. We will have refreshments. We will have a basketball net. And the police have promised to be present to help us. We have a sponsors. That would be Scoot and Paddle, as well as the Catholic War Vets. And we wanted to give the Derby students something to celebrate because school is coming to an end. A, B, it was gonna be, we knew it was gonna be way too hot for another Derby Day. Last year we were melting. I couldn't even walk by 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Derby Day. And we had a lot of business to conduct. I just physically was overwhelmed with the heat. And a lot of the vendors complained that their products were melting. And not only that, but the Renaissance Fair is going on the exact same day. And so we had a really battle for the vendors, the food vendors, and we really couldn't get them. So we decided to change Derby Day to September 9th, but hold Derby Daylight to June 10th. And the school district's being super cooperative with that. So, you know, we'll be able to get the word out, and we're asking that parents register their kids. We want to know that the parents are going to be present with their children. We haven't put an age limit on this yet, but we probably are going to, because I saw that the fishing rodeo did. And if I'm off base, somebody tell me, please, because, you know, we just want to make sure everybody's safe and happy. That's it. And has a good time. All right, next. Okay, June 10th, casual meeting. Oh, okay, there's gonna be a casual meeting following Derby Daylight. Sometimes, you know, we get together with some of the volunteers, and we have casual meetings that I'm talking about because we had a fashion show last year. Last year we had a fashion show at Derby Day, and this year we're gonna have another fashion show. Also, we wanted to have a karaoke contest. So it's going to be that motif. It's not going to be quite a formal meeting, but you're all welcome to attend. Next, F. Summer, autumn 2023 music concert discussion. Okay, wait till the motorcycle went by. All right. Right now, people are asking about the concert schedules. And I remember last year, we didn't put anything out until July. I remember in July, we were still trying to, we were just in discussions on, you know, funds and how we're going to allocate those and, you know, who we had. So right now, it's say it's June now. We still have another month to work and decide on, you know, how we're going to have these concerts. to my way of thinking, and also Ian, I discussed it with him, you know, how much do we spend on concerts? How many concerts do we have? You know, the more dialogue, the better. we had, I want to say almost 3 months of concerts last summer, fall. But that took up most of our budget, the Cultural Commission budget. And our budget hasn't increased. It stayed the same. It's going to be the same for July. So, you know, how do we deliver, you know, our product, our events all year to the residents and also deliver these concerts with $10,000? You know, again, we have a whole month to discuss this. I've been looking and talking to some bands. At one point, we could get bands for $400 or $500. I understand we can spend upwards to $1,000 per band. And you know, if we had 8 concerts, I mean, you're talking, you know, $4,000 to $8,000. I don't really know. I know in the past, when I look back at the records from the Cultural Commission, when Ian was a toddler dancing on the green to all these concerts, I believe they were funded by outside entities. I want to say the banks, I want to say the Elks, and Mark probably knows, he does know because he was with the Cultural Commission then, you know, where all those funds came from. You know, they come from private donations more and those days. And then somehow it started coming out of the Cultural Commission budget. So my thinking is, you know, why can't we do both? And that's part of the reason why we've written the fundraising letter and part of the reason why, you know, we're asking for donations. We're being subtle about it now, but here it is out in the public. Now we're saying it out in the public. So again, open for input, open for discussion. Nobody's saying anything, but it's exciting, but we have to be so careful. Budgeting is everything in life. Budget is my middle name, and you know, I know we can make it all happen and make everybody happy, but let's see how we make it happen, okay? Okay, so next is future cleanups and flower planting with support from Home Depot. Home Depot owes us flowers. We did a lot of cleanup on Water Street. We did cleanup on Caroline Street, Elizabeth Street. Oh, Elizabeth Street, we really polished it. I mean, we pulled those weeds even. Now, Public Works works with us. And they were so happy we were out there and they were taking our trash bags and tossing them in their trucks. And I couldn't thank them enough. They were really wonderful. And Home Depot too. Thank you for the trash bags and the pickers. And thank you for the offers of the flowers. We have a couple of people who are helping with that. And we're gonna be picking sites to plant those beautiful flowers. And always looking for volunteers. These cleanups are going to continue as we consider a part of the beautification of Derby. And last is thanks and appreciation to our Facebook followers. We have now over 735 followers, and we're talking about all over the state of Connecticut, as well as our own residents. This is just perfect because, you know, it goes right with redevelopment. You know, more members that we have following Derby Cultural Commission, and the more positive news we have, the more we're going to attract people to come to Derby, especially when, you know, we get the fishing pier going and, you know, we have our concert series and when Sterling gets going and, you know, Trefoil Park gets going, and the hotels and the apartments and the new railroad station. We're really proud of ourselves. We work really, really hard on our Facebook page to keep people cultured and entertained. And, you know, we're not perfect, but we try. We try to offer, you know, something for everybody. So I can't believe I've done all the talking again. That really is the agenda. I feel like I'm missing something. Can you go get the light on, honey? Okay, I'm going to allow silence for a few minutes because I want somebody else to say something. Tom, if you're there, I haven't been able to get a hold of you. And I take it by the fact that you're here that we definitely should ask for your appointment on the Cultural Commission. Sarah, even though I can't see you, I know you're there. And Sarah is a very cultured lady. And we would welcome you onto the Cultural Commission. Sarah has a vocal background, as well as I think a stage background too. So she certainly would be welcome, and Roger as well. But Roger is from out of town. But as I say, we need to open it up, change the bylaws, and see if we can get either people employed through Derby or at least within the Valley to join our Cultural Commission. Because quite honestly, the workload for Derby Day is tremendous. I didn't vacuum my house for 3 months last year. It was just a 24/7 task, which I loved. I didn't mind. But it's just, you know, I want to make sure it's done right. And, you know, the vendors is really key to this. I would love to have somebody to specifically focus on the vendors if we could. And that's all my babbling for now. Roger, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, sure. I mean, do you have any plans for the budget for the 350th anniversary? I know it's a year beyond, but you're going to start needing money and time, aren't you?
Well, the 350th? I'm not really the chair of this. I'm just, you know, going to oversee the initial launching of the meeting to bring us all together. As far as funds go, at least we know the parade's covered. And then, you know, we would look to go to, you know, private entities for fundraising. And to me, I have no expectations other than that because I've never done this before. I just wanted to bring everybody together and see, you know, how to go forward, really. And I don't even know if there's any funds that exist somewhere, tucked away somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you would think there would be, particularly for Derby Day in the fall, you know, there'd be some major sponsors like Griffin Health, maybe more from Home Depot. Right. You know, there's several big contractors in town doing a lot of business. There's the Brennan Group, there's Joe Salem doing the Trolley Point, you know, asking them in a nice way, yeah, you may get a few thousand from each.
We have no qualms with reaching out, and it would be such an opportunity to do that because, you know, when you reach out to these entities, you're killing several birds with one stone because A, they recognize that, you know, Derby's got interested parties in looking to do outstanding endeavors. And B, you know, there's the personal contact side of it. You develop a rapport, just like with Scoot and Paddle. That's going to be a forever rapport. You know, we have their support. They're actually funding our flashlight, Derby Day Light. So there's many, many benefits to reaching out like that. Okay. But it should be, you know, a couple of us. Shouldn't. Yes.
All right. Well, why don't we just get together and see what we can do?
Great thinking. Yeah. I mean, other people have experience with this from the 325, you know, that was what, I can't even do my math right now, but it was 25 years. It was 1997. Is that it? So, you know, what did they, what was used, what were the funds then? I mean, this is not a nonprofit, so you can't raise funds that way. Grant writing, maybe, you know, again, at one time, Derby was, well, in the very beginning, they had the maritime industry, but then, you know, they had the, you know, manufacturing industry. And now, you know, like you said, we have Griffin and we have all these developers. We have the big box stores like BJ's, Starbucks, you know, ShopRite. Yeah. So there's that.
Let's drop a list. Huh?
How much fundraising do we really need? You know, because we haven't had our meeting yet, we haven't looked at what we want. Like, for instance, time capsules are nothing, or to have Fife bands, I don't know, do you pay them? You know, some of the, to have a museum to get all the artifacts, the Derby Historical Society has a lot of that. To invite, you know, the Native Indians here to do a ceremony, do we have to pay them? You know, we were thinking about having, well, we were thinking about having the big dance and fireworks. There's money right there. So it's all out there. And somebody with money head is going to be at our meeting, I hope, and guide us. Because this is very preliminary, but that's why we're starting now, 2 years early. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else? Well, I do want to make an appeal right now. The meeting's going longer than I thought, but since we have Sarah on the line, you know, when we're looking at our Facebook followers and celebrating, oh my gosh, you know, so many followers, I noticed that you know, we don't have a lot of the elders following. I'm surprised. We have, I know Ron's a pretty good supporter and Gino helped us last year, but where are the rest of the elders? And Sarah's here today, but I need to feel their support because I truthfully don't know, you know, how I can get Derby Day off the ground without the support of the elders. And anybody else, you know, for that matter. I'm saying it very delicately, but, you know, I have my concerns because this year I understand the workload much better. And I can't, you know, I can't see myself doing 24/7 again around the clock like I did last year. I would love to be able to lean on somebody else. So here's our human resources person. Oh my goodness, late hour. So anyway, that is it really. I really appreciate everybody being here tonight. We're so grateful for you hearing what we have to say. And it's gonna be a busy June and July. We're looking to have all these splash slides for June, July, and August for the children, as well as concerts. And if anybody has any other questions or needs to be updated, just follow our Facebook page. We're always here for that. Our next meeting is, I'm not looking at the June calendar, but it'll be the fourth Monday of the month. And but you'll see us again June 6th for our 350th birthday planning celebration. That's the next time you'll see us, I guess. Because that is coming underneath, that's going to be a special meeting through the Cultural Commission. So we'll put out the agenda for that and the meeting notice for that, which will be June 6th. That's it, folks. That's all she's got. Okay. I want to thank Tom. Tom, call me, please, or email me. So I got to have contact with you, please. If you're there, because Yeah, I need to just, you know, iron out a few details with you. As a matter of fact, we usually publish biographies of the cultural members when they join. And I know Tom's got an in-depth biography we all want to read. So again, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? Okay, Ian, second the motion to adjourn. It's 7:46? Oops, 6:42. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong clock. And 6:42, guys. God bless and thank you and see you soon. Bye, Roger. Bye, Sarah.